Yo, 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 check, check, check. I can't believe you made it to another week of this shit. It's the Frankie Palmieri podcast, and you guys know the drill. Pretty much the format of the show is you guys send me questions. It could be life advice, just bullshit you want me to talk about, like whatever is on your mind, or you want to see what's on my mind about things. Excuse me, that kind of thing. There's a decent amount of questions. They all come from like the same couple people, but that doesn't matter. I don't really care. I mean, anyone that listens to this podcast can send in as many questions as you want. I mean, I don't really know how else to dish out this kind of content for you guys. You know, as you can imagine, it's not like I'm really up to much in the universe right now. So you the listeners, make the show. And that's how it goes. And I'll make sure to plug the email again in case you missed it on the other episodes that are out right now. But either way, let's not waste any more time. Let's just jump right into it. This first one comes from someone named Kate Weiss. Hello, Frankie. I'll get straight to the point. I'm having a very specific issue. If I have more deep friendship or relationship with another person, I somewhat need that person to have experienced a bad childhood / mental disorders themselves, otherwise I cannot take the person seriously. If the person has a complete lack of the same experiences which shaped my adolescent life to a huge degree, seem just real, not to be taken seriously, like they don't get it and will never get it, and fortunately for them, they will never have to get it. At the same time, these people with shared experiences often still struggle with their disorders. I guess I am too, but I'm trying my best, and it can become very frustrating, irritating, because at times it feels like I'm actively trying to be my best, while others often do not have the best self-control, and it feels more of a constant management of issues than a friend/relationship. Any advice, welcome. Best wishes to you, and even more assistance in the future. All right. Okay. So I'm having a hard time seeing exactly what the question is. It seems more like you're trying to ask me if I think what you're feeling and how you're behaving is normal, and your perception of other people. I mean, I kind of understand where you're coming from with the whole needing other people in your life to be able to somehow identify with you. But, you know, a person's past, and I said this on a recent episode, a person's past doesn't dictate their future or their present. You know, we all go through things in life that shape who we are. Sometimes people go through very traumatic things and some people don't. And yeah, there definitely is going to be, you know, those differences when you meet someone or have a relationship with somebody. There's going to be people who in your life who haven't had the same experiences as you. But you have to kind of see that as a positive. You have to see every opportunity with the person as a positive. I think John Joseph said it best, but it's like, you know, a lot of people are just the flies looking for shit. It's a lot harder to be the honey looking for bee looking for the honey. It's not that exact phrasing or quote, but you get what I'm saying. It's so easy to search for the bad in people, and it's a lot harder to search for the good in people. I think in your case, rather than investing so much, you know, energy and to worrying about whether or not someone can, you know, feel how you feel or been through what you've been, just try to look for the good parts about them. You know, try to see them for who they are today. And you're also going to meet people who maybe have had a really traumatic past or history, or maybe even have gone through what you've gone through, but have come out of it in a completely different way. You know, so everyone has their own unique path. And I know this doesn't sound profound or anything, but in basically in reference to what you're asking me, it seems like you're taking on this responsibility to shoulder other people's issues when you have your own, and that's everyone has their own issues, and there's no reason for you should feel that that's your obligation, or feel like, you know, you're a bad person because you don't have the energy or the ability to just simply shoulder everyone else's you know, quirks. I'll just say, I don't know, it's definitely difficult. I mean, I feel for you. It's not easy to find long-lasting relationships and create bonds that are genuine, especially when you just kind of feel like you're so absent from everyone else's experience or, you know, perspectives on life and stuff like that. But again, my real takeaway for you is just like to not focus so much on other people's trauma or mental disorders, like you're saying, and just find the sliver of good in everybody and use that part. Not to your advantage, I don't want to say, because you're not taking advantage of people, but use it to reframe how you think about stuff, you know? There's good people in the world. There's good people that are going to come into your life, whether it be, you know, temporary or for a long time. But your best bet is just to not focus on the bad parts. And, you know, yeah, I mean, I get it. It definitely is frustrating to kind of, you know, sift through a sea of, you know, what appears to be chaos, you know, because people are so unpredictable. But there's a lot of good out there. I would say don't, you know, again, don't let you know, your don't let your past dictate who you want to be today. And don't let someone else's past dictate how you see them, you know, because everyone's got their own way of being. But thank you for submitting. I think that was a great email, honestly. This one comes from Adam S. Says, hey, Frankie, I'm a huge fan of Mirror. I met you in St. Louis after Look at Yourself came out. Oddly enough, I met the old lineup and not you in Memphis. Later, I heard you injured your vocals. That sounds accurate. As a drummer, I heard of Mirror through following Mike Cobb when I was big into Enwell and Atreyu. Okay, my question is, for followers of all past and present members of Mirror, is rekindling friendships or at least speaking terms even a possibility for the coming book? Also, with the coronavirus happening in 2020, is this going to have any, is 2020 going to have an Mirror release or at least another track anytime soon? All the tracks I'm missing so far, definitely pun intended. Okay, I get it. Much love, Adam. I mean, look, I've definitely considered getting in touch with like old members of the band just to, I don't want to say to smooth things over because I don't think that's really a possibility. But it would be interesting to see if they would have any kind of interest, whatever, in possibly kind of adding their own anecdotes, if not to this book, definitely to something else. I mean, I had a talk with a good friend of mine who wanted to do like a proper documentary. And I think the only way to do a proper documentary about Amir would be to include everyone who's ever been involved, past, present, you know, and everything. So yeah, I mean, it's definitely like one of those things I've given thought to overall. I don't know, I can't predict whether or not that'll really happen, but it has crossed my mind for sure. As far as new material goes, there's an album done. We are working on something like really cool actually right now, that I think people are gonna really be surprised by. It's gonna be a great little vessel or launch pad for the next single. It's probably gonna be another like 6 or 8 weeks till another song comes out though, which it's not my preference, but you know, we're still in 2020, so there's still time for us to, you know, churn out some cool stuff properly. That's kind of been our whole mission objective, is to just take what we have and really like do cool shit with it, not just like video here, okay, Spotify stream here. Just, we want to make shit build off of this. So yeah, definitely keep your eyes open. And yeah, I think that you'll definitely be pleasantly surprised what's coming out. So thanks a lot for the email, bud. The next three questions come from Jeremy M. And these are long, so it's going to take me a second. Hey, Frankie, just caught up on the recent podcast I've been missing. I hear you're in need of content. I'm kind of at a loss on positive input or a switch up content-wise. Right now, I'm trying to find myself. Who am I as a person, and what am I here to do to add to the enigma of life? What are your thoughts for someone who fits in little here and a little there, but those things to fit with each other? I am quite conflicted in all areas of existence. Also, I often find that the closest of my friends are people I find genuine, people I would do anything for in their time of need. More often than not, I feel like that is the extent of what I have in common with them, just being a genuine person that is here in time of need. I'm at a low point, and I'm back to trying to find my purpose in life. Is finding out who I am / want to be as a person work in conjunction with that? I care a lot about my past, present, and future here on Earth, and I can't change that. I want to leave a positive impact on the world. I'm at a point now where there, to me, is a blank, and I don't know what strength I have, if any, would get me back on track to achieving that. Not sure if those are questions that I've answered, so if that's something like that, what are your experiences? Wow. I mean, look, man, no one has the answers, bro. And you shouldn't be so caught up trying to figure out all this stuff you're talking about. The best thing you literally can do, and this is not profound, it's possibly cliche, is be a good person today. There's a great quote someone once passed on to me, And it says the past is painful because it's forever. And the future is easy because it doesn't exist. So all you have right now is to be good today. And it seems like by your email that you have some connections, you know, you're saying you have genuine friends. I mean, that's more than some people have. Your time here is really short. The best thing you could do is to focus on being good to the people around you. Like, and it seems like you're doing that. I mean, I guess a lot of people struggle with, like, what's my purpose? What should I be doing with my life? And it's not that complicated. You know, there is no grand design you need to follow. You just need to literally do right by you and the people you care about. That's really it. This life is really temporary. You're not gonna get, there's no do-overs. I'm saying there's not like you're gonna, you could one day, you could wake up rich one day and still get hit by a car the next. It doesn't matter. You know, it's all material shit, like, to worry about. Like, you know, I think people chase after fundamental shit. They want, you know, secure income. They want a family, you know, a place to live. You know, some people are chasing fame or notoriety. You know, I'm sure there's people out there who, you know, are doing all kinds of, like, personal journeys, whether it be for physical fitness or finish a book. I mean, I don't know. The list goes on. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like never. It's like you're living in a video game, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you literally can do whatever the fuck you want with your time. It's all about how it makes you feel and whether or not you think that you're doing good by you. I don't know. I guess that's really all I have to say about that. I mean, there's two more emails from you, buddy. So let's see if they're just as long-winded. Okay, here we go. These come in short bursts now. It says, what do you do about strong options you can't seem to shake off that you feel are either toxic or roadblocking views on other things? What do you feel like life is freedom to do whatever makes you happy, or is there a greater objective to having happiness? Do you feel like whatever you do with life, succeed or fail, the intention, intensity, purpose in life, or it matters most? Yeah, yeah. What do you think? When the last question you asked me, what do you think matters most in life? I just laid it all out. I didn't even get to this part of your email or your connected email, I should say. Yeah, buddy. Like I'm saying, like, it doesn't matter what you're chasing after. You know, what matters is, are you being good today? Are you taking care of yourself? Are you making sure that the people who care about you, you know, they know you care about them too. That's what's in front of us. You can't predict tomorrow. You can't change yesterday. All you have is right now. That's my advice on that, man. It's, you can call that whatever you want. Call it cliche. Call it stupid. Whatever. I consider it to be pretty sound. You know, again, this is like, I'm not an expert at any of this shit. Pretty much, I'm just like everyone else, man. Like, I'm just in the moment. You know, that's it. All I am is right now. That's it. It really, I don't know what's gonna happen. And there's no point in getting too worked over it. You know, it's fucking, what's his, I can't remember that guy's name right now. My memory is like the worst, bro. But like, he's one of those really popular, like, YouTube or like media guys that talks about like how to like invest your time and money and shit like that. And he made a video recently about how, like, hey man, hey, guess what happened to your 5-year plan? Poof, it's gone because of what's happening right now with the whole coronavirus shit. And it's true. It's true. Like, a lot of people, like, even myself, it's like, what the fuck's it? I have no idea what's gonna happen. All you can do is roll with the punches, man. Adapt to the moment and whatever's in front of you, bro. But yeah, I don't know. There's one more part to this. You say, I often find my own problems a burden to those close to me. How do I remove myself as a problem as I'm around all the time while trying to fight through this hard time? P.S. Sorry, there's too many questions. I'm not sure which ones you can answer. I want to input content. You can input out as well, whatever. Some of your sentences are bad. Sorry for the extended absence. So much is weighing heavy on me for a while lately. Yeah, bud, look, you're not a burden, okay? All the burdens you're carrying are in your head, pretty much. You know, and just to kind of call back to what you said earlier, it seems like if you have genuine people who care about in your life, then you're doing a lot better than most people. Some people don't have that. Some people really have no one. It's a sad, cold thing to think about, but it's true. You know, whether because their people close to them die, or, you know, someone betrays them and it's a relationship they can't fix, or they didn't find the chance to fix it. I mean, dude, tons of shit can happen to you, bro. But Yeah, I don't think you need to be so hard on yourself, man. I think you just need to, like, and I'm going in circles now with this shit. Be in the moment, dude. Like, what's in front of you? What's something you could do right now that's good for yourself? Maybe it's reading. Maybe it's something stupid and benign, like watching a TV show. Maybe it's a meal, stretching, drinking water. I don't know. I really don't know. But that's all you've got, man. That's it. I wouldn't think too much about it, or like get yourself worked up, or this like I don't know, this like unnecessary pressure you're putting on yourself, it seems like, you know, to achieve something or be something better or whatever. It's like we're all fucked. Not like, I don't want to say fucked. We're not all fucked. We're all sitting in the same boat. We just try not to rock it. That's it. That's really it, man. And Jeremy, I fuck with you, man. You're a nice, smart dude. So just like, you know, keep your head up, man, for real. Here we go. This one comes from Julia C. Since the album is going to be digital, does that mean we're not going to see any pre-sale bundles? Appreciate. I mean, I don't know, Julia. I don't know. I mean, I don't have an answer. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what the it's whatever the label decides to do. I've talked to them sparingly about this stuff. I don't know like what is on their mind with like putting out a bundle or pre-release. I mean, look, straight up, I don't care about sales numbers. I really don't. It doesn't matter to me. Whether two people buy the record or no one buys it, I'm still going to go out on the road and perform the shit. You know, which I can't right now, and I don't know when I will again, but you get my point. So it's not that I don't want to do some kind of cool bundle or anything like that. That's just not really something that's even in my mind because of what's going on in the world. I don't know, and I really don't have an answer. I wish I did. Something will probably be put together. I think eventually, when this shit kind of simmers down at least a little bit to where like merch fulfillment factories and printing places can kind of get back up and running, that's when like things will kind of like start to like be like kind of normal again, you know? But yeah, that's my two cents for you. Don't know if that really helps the cause for you, but appreciate it. I'm so stoked people like care and want the stuff. I just don't really know how it's gonna pan out. There's other things being worked on with the album that doesn't involve a launch release, so or like, you know, any kind of bundle or whatever. So just, you know, keep yourself together. These next four emails come from the same person, which thankfully at least someone wrote to the fucking show, because I don't know, I can't keep like reminding people about the shit. Like, I do an episode every week. If people care, they care. If they don't, they don't. It's fine. I don't know. I can't stress out about it, or like, you know, I don't want to feel like I'm reaching for people to give a shit. It's whatever, you know. But obviously, they understand the format. You guys send me the stuff. You can ask me whatever the fuck you want. I will answer earnestly as best I can. So this next one comes from Adam S. He says, "What's up, Frankie? I always hear people shit on Ymir for simplistic guitar parts. Yet I have never once heard people bag on the drums. Personally, I love all of it. Also, you guys are my favorite band by a long shot. I just wondered if simple guitars, tech drums were intentional for the sound or not. Nothing but respect for all the past performance. Stay healthy, Adam." I mean, dude, nothing anyone says, like having opinions about music is probably one of the most worthless things you could ever imagine. It means absolutely nothing. Absolutely fucking nothing. And I've almost considered as a joke, like putting out like a bet, like $500 to the first person who could literally play every single Ymir song perfectly. Like back the, every single song exactly how it's meant to be played. I bet you no one can. Like literally, I've seen the guitar. Even my old members of my band would sit around and joke about people doing like guitar, like just like you're playing guitar throughs or playthroughs, guitar playthroughs. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? They're all wrong. They're all wrong. Like no one fucking knows anything, bro. That's the truth of it. Everyone is talking out of their fucking ass, trying to like put themselves in this position where like I know what the fuck is up. This is not good guitar play, and this is blah blah blah. Like, dude, no one knows anything, bro. I'm telling you. It's not even premeditated. It's not even like I want the drums to be this way, guitars to be this way. I just want feeling. If it feels good, the mission has been successful. That's it. That's all that fucking matters to me. I don't care about what the. I don't care how the fucking riff comes out. The riff has to be good. That's it. I don't give two shits about the technicality of something or like that. It's nonsense. I appreciate artists that is their proficiency. Like they take their instrument and they fucking stretch it to the moon and back. But I don't care. Personally, I don't care. I want to create something that's fun to listen to. That's it. So if that means people think it's 011 or stupid guitars or whatever the fuck, does not matter to me because they're not doing it. If it, check this out. If it was that fucking easy to have any, and I'm doing quotations right now for this, moderate success in music, then why isn't everyone doing that? Why haven't all the bands that have, in my opinion, I don't want to say copied, taken influence from us, why haven't they gone as far as we have? There's so many variables to the shit that go beyond just the guitar playing, guitar playing. Dude, shut the fuck up. If you can find a way to take your guitar, make music, have people spend money to come watch you play your riffs, then what does it fucking matter what anyone thinks about them? You know what I'm saying? But I mean, I think you get the gist of it, man. Let's go to your next three emails before I go any further on this guitar thing. This is, yo, Frankie, why is that Ymir Torch and Chester Grin Hostage goes together like peanut butter and jelly? I heard somewhere that Josh had a hand in the music for the recent album, correct? Is that true? Correct. If so, is it possibly just Ymir leftover track? No, that's not possible. Did they rip it for sure? But it sounds like an Ymir track all day. Another question I have from legal standpoint is, are you guys allowed to sell hard copies of previous releases on your website? Or is Victory and or Sharpton not allow it? Also, you guys don't play Tennessee often. Just wondering if that's simply a marketing booking thing or is it a reason much love, Adam? Okay. Yeah, I mean, Joshua Travis did have a hand in the last Chelsea Grin album. I don't know how heavy, but I mean, I heard a lot of people talk about, oh, it's like a mirror, yada, yada. I mean, dude, like, can we just all fucking, like, admit it already? What Ymir has done has taken the genre and made it fun to listen to, okay? That's what we did. And that's what other bands also want to do. So anytime something sounds like, oh, wow, this has, like, that kind of, like, fucking, like, fuck you, I'm having a good time vibe or whatever, I don't even fucking know, I'm just projecting the shit. You're gonna hear some of us. The fact that Josh had a hand in it probably definitely has a factor to it too. It was also the same fucking producer. They did the album with the same people I did the album with, pretty much. So you're gonna hear some of those similarities. I'm not bashing it. I don't care. I'm not like offended or think like, oh, like you're just trying to be like us or me. I don't think like that. I don't give a shit. I want the music that the people I like. I want the music that people I fuck with that make their music. I want the music to be good. You know what I'm saying? I like knowing that people are fucking with that shit. That helps everybody. You know, there's no loss. This is not a zero end game, you know, for anybody. So I fuck with it. And it's great that people make those comparisons, you know? I don't know if they ripped it or whatever, like you're trying to say. I really don't. I don't listen to this shit. I don't care. As far as us selling other albums, we don't have the ability to work with Victory Records in that capacity where we could be like, hey, give us physical albums to sell on the road, because it's a slippery slope, man. I can't even really talk about it too much. Not for a legal standpoint, but like, it doesn't make anyone look good if I sit around and say like, oh, like they're hard to work with or anything like that, because that's not the case. It's just that there's a lot of variables and different things that come into factor when you have contracts that are in play. And because we don't want to particularly be on Victory Records anymore, there's no reason for us to start, you know, going and like picking in that pocket for stuff. We're focused on the now. I mean, it's great people want to hear the old records, but we don't own them, unfortunately, or I don't own them, whatever. So there's no way for us to really do that. As far as playing Tennessee, I mean, I'd love to come back to Tennessee. There's not like a preference on anything like that. Like, I don't want to go there or something. We just haven't had a chance. I mean, whether it be because of routing, venue availability. I mean, I don't know. I really don't know. I do know there's people out there that want to come see the band. I don't have an answer for that, really. I'm sure at some point, hopefully when this is all behind us, it'll happen, but next one from you says, did you grow your beard out only for a Gypsy Disco video, or are you rocking it? Correct, I grew it for only the video. As a mid-20s guy, I'm growing mine to struggle, and so I recommend beard brand products. Not trying to promote, I just used them and thought you might like it. Also inspired the throat tat. You inspired me to get an owl on mine. People constantly ask, did it hurt? And sometimes I tell the truth and they say, nah, I loved it. It's having me much love, Adam. Yeah, I grew the beard out just for the video. It was the whole, you know, the aesthetic of the video was to kind of like be like this derelict person, like, you know, look like homeless and shit. So I thought growing my beard, that was the longest my beard and hair has been in like years, by the way. maybe even ever. I mean, I've never grown my beard that long before, but I hated it too. I was so uncomfortable. Like the moment I can get rid of it, I shaved it like immediately the next day. My throat tattoo, I guess I just made the aesthetic choice. I just one day decided that I wanted to put something that symbolized my character on a very prominent part of my body. As far as, I mean, there's a whole spiritual weird thing to it too, but I'm not gonna go into that because it's just whatever. It's like, it turns into madness and people hear it, so I'm not gonna explain that part of it. But as far as people ask me if it hurts, yeah, I get the whole time. Or did it hurt? And I'll be honest with you, my throat tattoo was probably my least painful tattoo to memory. But most painful was the back of my head. My throat, I remember sitting through, like, you know, getting tattooed everywhere hurts, you know what I'm saying? It's never a good time. But that, I remember my throat tattoo really not being that bad. But yeah, man, let's see what the last spread in the email says. Hey, Frankie, just wondering if live music doesn't come back, how will Amir survive? Ooh, good question. Has digital shows been talked about with you guys? Ooh, good question. And the other side of the coin, if that does come back, is there anything new you see plan on doing live? All right, well, look. The underground metal hardcore scene, which is what Amir is predominantly part of, I think is going to be one of the last things people are going to get the chance to relive again. I don't know when social distancing will die out. Until then, there can't really be live events, or at least not the ones that we do, where it's a ton of people confined to a small space, shoulder to shoulder, that kind of thing. It's not possible, at least for us and a lot of bands like us who exist in that world. Digital show, I mean, we'd have to work with some like animators or something like that, like how Travis Scott just did like a show in Fortnite, which is fucking insane. But it would be like something like that, where like you pay a certain amount of money to like see like a one-time like 3D animated show or something like that. I mean, there's no digital show happening, you know, it's not really possible. We just don't have the assets or ability to like be in a space together, or even like do something where like we stream separately. It's just not possible, man. If it does come back, I mean more of the same, you know what I mean, like we've been doing, you know, try to keep upgrading our live show with cool visuals, and hopefully people keep enjoying the new materials so we can go play that shit live. And the mission remains the same, you know, in terms of that whole thing. But I don't know. How much time did I get out of this episode? Let's see. Probably not much. 30 minutes. Just under 30 minutes. All right. Well, thanks you guys for listening. I wish that there was more questions in here. For the couple people that did send in stuff, thank you. You guys made the episode, honestly. Without you, I would have just been talking about pretty much nothing. That's really it. You guys, stay on your toes, be healthy, wash your hands. If you're listening to this and you want to send a question in, the email is fyourpodcastbruv@gmail.com. That's F as in letter F, your, Y-O-U-R, podcast, P-O-D-C-A-S-T, bruv, bruv@gmail.com. That's the whole spiel, guys. Have a great one. You guys know where to find me. I'm on the fucking internet, so stay in touch, and, be easy, all right? Till next time. All right, guys. Thank you all for listening. Figured I'd do a new outro with all the plugs. So Twitter is @FrankiePalmieri. Instagram is @TheFrankiePalmieri. Patreon.com/FrankiePalmieri to support the podcast or other content I'm working on. Obviously, you can support this podcast right here on the Anchor app, if you so choose. Either way, thanks for checking it out again this week. And that's it. This is the new outro. So love y'all. Peace out. Be good.